Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you want to know how far some on this planet are willing to go to take away your rights, look at the lockdowns that have occurred over nothing. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. When I say over nothing, I'm saying over a fake pandemic, a scamdemic. And I want you to stay with me because we've been saying this and it seems like, oh, Kevin, this is more the same. You've been talking about this for the better part of 20 months or whatever, but it's different. It will be different, I promise you today. We talk about freedom a lot in America, folks, but freedom has never been challenged as much as it has been over the past, 18 to 20 months since this scam happened. And it felt different, and I said it at the time. I said, I don't know what's happening here. Chinese biological weapon unleashed. Is it really going to kill us all? Or was it really a test of what could happen? Was it a test of our freedoms and how we would react? Or was it a test of what will they do if we do something far worse the next time we release a bioweapon into the world? We may never know. Regardless, as I watch this thing unfold, and my scientific logical brain took over, I said to myself, does it really matter? Because we failed. You heard me chastise many Americans on this very program and on other people's programs who were so willing to give up their freedom. Freedom, a precious commodity. Think of, have you ever been locked in the closet by a bigger brother or locked in a room by somebody, or you went to jail because you hadn't paid a ticket or something like that, and you got put behind bars? Do you remember that feeling? And even if none of those things have ever occurred to you, my sense is you can empathize with the idea that once you get behind bars or, you know, lose your freedom, say you go to prison, you understand, wow, I'm giving up that freedom. That is why you are civilized for the most part. If you knew you could get away with anything, you could go to the Ferrari dealership, drive off with one, and nobody say anything, you probably would do it. But you know you can't. Because if you do that, you're going to give up a part of your life. Have you ever heard people say, man, I can't believe he gave up 20 years of his life over this, some crime? Maybe he embezzled. Maybe he killed somebody. Who knows? Or she. When we think of people going to prison, we think of how much of their lives they sacrifice over nothing because you get a certain amount of time. And you would want to spend that time expressing yourself and traveling and doing all the things your mind can conjure. And somebody takes it away. And you know what we did? We did exactly that. We gave up the ability to travel, the ability to think. When I say the ability to think, here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about social media and media shutting you down, daring you to say this is a scam. Daring you to challenge the narrative of the number of people who died, and I could go on, and the evolution of that, challenging the narrative that these stupid vaccines even work, that they were effective, etc. And we believe the hype. And I'm telling you, folks, barely a protest. George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And that is exactly what happened. We got led. We spent trillions of dollars over absolute nonsense. Now, you may have the money. You may be like, man, ain't nothing for a baller. I got the dough. Barely a protest, just payoff. Look at the number of Americans who gladly, happily conformed. Fauci came on. Well, we need to have 70% of people to get the shot. And so then people are, oh, I'm going to go get the shot. And then, well, now we need 80% and then 90%. And now, no, we need 100% of the people around the world, not just America, but the world, to get the shot. How are we going to be affected? Oh, except for the elites. We won't let the elites get it. We won't let Congress get the shot. I won't get the shot. NIH won't get the shot. The DOJ won't get the shot. Biden's cabinet won't get the shot. All these people that don't have to get it, but we're supposed to conform. You should be programmed to go, okay, great, so you want 100% conformity. All right, why are you exempt? I'm just giving you logic 101, folks. I know I have degrees in that stuff, and I'm a pretty bright guy, but my kids at 6 years old knew the answer to that. If it's 100%, why aren't you getting it? Why don't you get it first? And I want to make sure, I want it tested. I don't want you shooting a needle out the other side, squirting it out. I want to see it go in your arm, because I want to see that reaction when you have your heart attack or your blood clot or get your GBS or whatever occurs. You're not going to get me to do something you're not willing to do. That's not leadership. See, I know the definition of leadership. And it ain't, I'm exempting myself from everything that you do. I left the company because they wanted to pay the executives before they paid the troops. And I said, you are not a leader. And I left the company. Freedom is what we're going to talk about today. 18 months, I don't know how long it's been, 18 to 20 months, whatever it is, locked down over nothing and then stolen. You get stolen from, you get pilfered. While you're in lockdown, somebody comes in the house, raids the refrigerator, takes all your wife's jewelry, goes into your safe and takes all your money, and you're like, it's okay, no problem. See you next time. Americans rolling over like lap dogs to get their bellies rubbed. Happened all over the world, but I don't care what happens all over the world, because the world is full of a bunch of pansy little countries that don't know anything. They look up to Big Brother, that's us, to do it. We're the ones who they look to say, what's our next move, bro? A few months, man, what took a couple of hundred years to build. The American spirit, that fighting spirit that took over, that fought against all odds to beat up Daddy Britain, and we kicked their British butts. And you know what? We gave up. We turned into something that looked like Nazi Germany. When I come back, we're going to talk about freedom, but more than just a metaphor. It's got to mean something. You got to be willing to sacrifice.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are a group of Americans who are out there fighting against us. They call themselves Americans, but they're not. They should spell it KKK. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The leftists, the Democrats, the progressives, nothing more than members of the KKK, the Gestapo, whatever. Any group that has oppressed people all over the world, that's essentially what leftism, Democrats, progressives, plutopians is what I call them, people that act as if they can build some kind of special world for everybody as they oppress and oppress and oppress. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Peter Marshall, who's a well-known director, his sister was Penny Marshall. And they are along the lines of these Holly weirdos that really change culture. And they redefine freedom, and you've seen it kicked around. It's been bantied about by people like Fauci that says the greater good, your freedom, your personal freedom doesn't surpass that of the masses. So Peter Marshall actually said, may we think of freedom not as a right to do as we please, but as the opportunity to do what is right. And you could mold that definition to fit what you want it to fit. The problem is, who determines what's right? See, in this particular day and age, the narrative is the vaccine is right. The government is right. The government is telling you what to do, and it's for the greater good. That's what leftists always tell you when they want to imprison you, when they want you to do stupid stuff. It's for the greater good. And that's supposed to build this, you know, this esprit de corps, like, you're right. Let's all go get vaccinated for the greater good. You know, let's all go fight for this cause. Let's fight for black people to have special rights for the greater good. Let's go fight for the LGBT to have special rights for the greater good. See, what they ignore is that America almost always self-corrects. We've done some stupid stuff. You, I hate to tell you, conservatives, have done some stupid stuff in your lives. And here's what I'm going to tell you. 100% of you have done something stupid in your lives. I know. Kevin, how do you... You don't know me, black man. Who do you think you are? Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right, Kev. I know I'm right. Because you're human. And see, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it easier on you. I, Kevin Jackson, yeah... You know, beautiful, handsome, I mean, drop dead, gorgeous, the smart, you know, just everything you may think that I am, right? I've done stupid stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. Shh, don't tell anybody. But I've done lots of stupid stuff. So we're all guilty of doing stupid things. And so what we do as a collective is we go, well, let's see what's right. And you know who's done it better than any other country in figuring out what's best for the, you know, for everybody involved? Us, the United States. We have been amazing. Let me give you an example. We dropped a bomb on Japan, and we never dropped one since. We've had nuclear power. Can you imagine if you'd given Iran nuclear power back in the day? We'd all be speaking Farsi. Can you imagine if the Germans had gotten nuclear power and back in the day, or the Chinese? But you know what America did? We dropped bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We showed Japan what could happen. But we didn't go and threaten the rest of the world. We didn't pull a Hitler and say, we will be on your property very soon to take it over. No, we just stopped. We said, in fact, we were so upset about it, we said, we never want to see that happen again. We didn't threaten people. We didn't go invade other countries. We just said, let's figure out a way that we can do things. We represent it. I don't know of any other country that would have been so magnanimous and humanitarian and saying, that's it. We've seen the results. Because we learned something as Americans. We know right from wrong as a country. But let me tell you, our leadership now doesn't care. Our leadership right now has two things they want. They want money and they want power. And you could add a third, because they want money and power. So what did they do? They did something very slick over this pandemic. And by the way, there's lots to talk about. I could talk to you about BLM threatening people in New York City. I could talk to you about stupidity of leftism as it pertains to PETA and a host of other things. Holly weirdos. There's all kinds of stuff going on. The Kyle Rittenhouse jury, blah, blah, you know, all these different things. And they're all under the backdrop of what I'm talking about now. Because this show, as I tell you guys all the time, is metaphorical. Doesn't matter when you listen to it. You should be getting a lesson out of it that's bigger than the news of the day. That's how I try to do my shows. So if you go back, I know, Andy, you're listening. If you go back a year from now, you're going to say, wow, that was profound. I get it. And you'll get it in the context of what's happening today. You want to know why I can tell you that's the case? Because news is cyclic. I've studied it. Yeah, I mentioned it. I have degrees in logic. And I also have a degree in common sense. So I study stuff. I look at it.
And I've noticed that it's a repeat cycle. And I also noticed that what the left do, they repeat the same cycles. You want to know why? Because they're psychos. They don't even know how to change stuff. All you got to do is understand them a little bit, and you got them. You clock them. You can see them coming a mile away. Voltaire said, "It is difficult to free fools from the chains they revere." And what we've done in this country is we've taught people to revere their tomfoolery, their slavery, if you will. What did they get us to do? They said, "I want you to self-imprison." During this lockdown, you self-imprison. I'm not going to send National Guard out. I'm not going to have the police do anything. We're not going to hit you with water cannons and six German shepherds on you. You're just going to do it. And against all odds, against what I would think, I would have never believed this country would capitulate. And they rolled over. I told you guys, I went out every single day during quarantine. And I said, "You will not lock this Negro down. I'm nobody's slave." So what? Nothing was open. I didn't care. I was driving through parking lots. Anywhere they had a mask, "You must wear your mask." I didn't. I went into Office Max during quarantine, and they said, "Sir, you need to have a mask." The sign right up the front, "You need to have a mask on." I walked in, and the guy goes, "Sir, could you put on a mask?" I said, "No." Went and got my stuff, checked out. That was it. I wish I'd had a map of every place they said I couldn't wear my mask, because I would have just gone over there just to flex. "I'm here to pump you up." Yeah. So we self-imprisoned. Government didn't even have to fire a shot. There was no threat of me. Just, "You better stay home." And they shut it down as much as they could. And you know, in business, I look, do you remember the bootleggers that they show, "You can't make the hooch." And they say, "You must be out of your mind." They went out in the hills of Kentucky and wherever else, in Tennessee, and they made hooch. And they sold it on the black market. We didn't even do black market stuff. I would have been selling, if I had a restaurant, I'd have been selling out the back door. We didn't do that even. Short break, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin jury has reached a verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
As the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Rosecourt, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
The 18-year-old always maintained he killed the two rioters and injured the third in self-defense. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is speaking in Nigeria about U.S. policy in the region on Friday. Secretary Blinken reaffirming the United States' stance in helping Africa fight the coronavirus, citing the steps the Biden administration is taking.
We've provided more than 50 million doses to 43 African countries, and more are on the way. All of this with no political strings attached. We've given more than $1.9 billion in COVID-related assistance for urgent needs like emergency food and other humanitarian support.
Blinken also calling on Nigeria to help fight the issue of climate change. A bipartisan group of state attorneys generals are investigating Instagram for targeting children. Prosecutors from at least 10 states have launched a probe. This comes after studies have linked it to depression, eating disorders, and suicide among kids. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are discussing freedom in the time of Wu Flu. And I'm just sort of recapping where we are as a country. And right now you're going, Kevin, you're not explaining a whole lot, but I'm going to get to it because there was a mass vax fail that I want to discuss. Mass vaccinations, they failed. All the things that these people, this is the good news, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, give me a call, 844-551-8255. The good news is they put a full court press on you in ways that none of us would have believed would it was even possible. And by the way, I talk about being a warrior and not conforming. There were many of you out there who did the same thing, and congratulations. You're my Navy SEALs. Love it. But there are many of us that conformed and just said, oh, you know what? Well, they said it. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not. The people that get vaccinated, because I have people all the time, they're like, the lady wrote me a note. She says, Kevin, we disagree on vaccinations, but, you know, loves the rest of my work. No, we don't disagree on vaccinations. She got it. I didn't. I won't. Now, we could disagree. Where we disagree is I will never get it, and I have my rationale for that. But in terms of should you get it or not get it, that's up to you. That's your choice. Now, as a free thinker, if you ask me, Kevin, what do you think about me getting the vaccination? You getting it as a choice is your – I have no problem with that. I could give you 1,000 reasons why you shouldn't have, but I'm not mad at you for getting it. And I know that seems like a fine distinction, but it isn't. It's exactly what freedom is. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Do it. But don't think I'm not going to talk about you. That's what I do. Anyway, as I said, Voltaire said it's difficult to free fools from the chains of what they revere. And that's the problem in the black community. Black people revere this, you know, this, what am I trying to say here? The feeling, being made to feel low. They've taught us, I mean, not me, but Democrats have taught black people to feel good about somebody saying, well, you need some help there, little poor color fella. So, in this Wu Flu narrative, what they do, oh, hey, you know, you need to, for the greater good, you need to get, you know, to self-imprison yourself. And we did it. But worse than that, it was self-slavery. And you go, Kevin, what are you talking about? Self-slavery. Somebody took away your livelihood. And worse than that, in many cases, for those of us who had kids, they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make you do the job that your tax dollars do and pay teachers. We're going to make you – every job that was the responsibility of the government or some government agency now is on you, not on them. So not only did you self-imprison, you said, you know what, master, I stays on the plantation. I do the work for the government that I'm paying for, and you did it. You educated your own kids, yada, yada. Now, there's some good that came out of it. I don't want you to feel bad. I told you, this is a feel-good. We're going to make you feel good today. Yeah. Albert Camus said, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. See, I love the big thinkers, because let me tell you what, Albert Camus said that, I've already thought it. He didn't teach me one single new thing about me. My existence, my freedom is in the way that I define it, in the way that I sport it, I put it out there, don't I? Yeah, baby. If freedom was an aura, it would blind you. If my freedom was an aura, it would blind you. Because I love it. I adore it. I will never give it up. Yep. Freedom. That's what we're talking about. And I'm going to talk about it in the context of what we have done to just let it go. There's a guy's name is Robert Heinlein. And he said this, I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I am morally responsible for everything I do. That is your freedom. Now, you can define your own morality. One of my friends, she's a wife of a guy that we were partners. And she was home, flew home to see her parents. I don't remember whether she thought she had the woo flu or was around it, and she didn't want to fly home. And my buddy's like, can you believe, I'm playing go-between, between the two of them. And I told her, I said, look, you want to get home to your babies, right? She said, yeah, and your husband. He goes, yeah. I said, you don't know if you're sick, right? Right? I said, what would you do in a time of non-woo flu? You don't know if you're sick. What would you do? Do you have any symptoms? Nope. You'd get on a plane. You wouldn't even think about it. See, they've got you so paranoid that you might get somebody else sick. I go, do you think anybody else getting on a plane anywhere in the world went, you know what? I'm going to be concerned about the greater good. If you're sick enough to where it impacts you, you stay home. If you're not, you go out into the public. That's what we do. And here's the beauty of it. The good Lord designed your body to handle that. But she didn't want to go home. So she goes, you're right. And she flew home. My buddy calls me, says, dude, he goes, I owe you. I go, for what? He goes, my wife came home. And he goes, I couldn't convince her to go. You did. And all I told her was, what would you do? Take away this paranoia surrounding the woo flu. What would you do? And she said, you're right. I would just go. Exactly. And I go, let's say everybody on the plane gets sick. How do you know it's you that did it? She goes, I wouldn't. Exactly. You don't know. I go, I went on a plane, various planes, and somebody on that plane gave me the woo flu. Somebody did. Do you think, oh, I want a manifest of every flight I took, and I want to know who was on that plane, and I'm going to track them. I want to know exactly who gave me the woof. I don't know. Don't care. Because you know what? I survived it. That's the way it is. Same way with the flu. Same way with the bubonic plague. So, that's what she did. Finally went home. Freedom, baby. That's what we're talking about. Police in Austria are carrying out routine checks on commuters to ensure compliance with a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated. This is what I'm talking about. This is where we are now in the world between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. A nationwide lockdown as the Alpine country tries to get on top of one of the most rapidly rising infection rates in Europe. You want to know why all these people are getting infected? Because they're getting the shot. We're going to talk more about that in a bit, probably next hour, because I'm going to maybe run out of time. I don't know. So there are countries that are forcing their citizens to get shots. Australia is doing crazy stuff. Austria, is it just nations that start with A's or what? And here's what's interesting. Every single day, the data that comes out says this is all useless. We have spent trillions of dollars on useless stuff. And let me give you the dirty little secret, Americans. Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically me, the elites know it. There is no secret here. They know the shots don't work. They know that not as many people died from the disease. They know millions and millions of more people all around the world got this disease, did not die, didn't even know it. And I could give you a host of other things that I've already talked about. And here's the, as I said, the dirty little secret is they know it all. They have the data. They crunch the numbers. They don't care. Anyway, these restrictions came into effect in Austria recently. 2 million Austrian citizens aged 12 and over have declined to get the death poke for Wu flu. 356,000 people who have been vaccinated only once, they said, can be released from lockdown if they show a negative PCR test. And here's what's interesting about the negative PCR test. It's not even accurate. You think the elites care whether that test is the test is a ruse? All of it is a ruse. You got to stay. You got to stay in lockdown. And here's what's interesting. There is no good outcome for this. Economically, morally, nothing. There's no good thing that comes out of this. They said those who are found to be in breach of the rules will face fines of their currency of 500 to 3,600 of their particular currency. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
As more evidence mounts about the ineffectiveness of the Wu Flu vaccines, there are countries still playing the game. Same with the mask. There's hardly a person who wears that mask that truly believes this mask is protecting them. But now it's become a symbol. I'm not one of them. The vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Dropping some knowledge on you. But you know what's interesting? You already know. I just make it fun. So in America, we've got the college football people, college students, I should say, and they're attending football games. And, I mean, it's just tens of thousands of them at every game. And they're completely thwarting the system. And that is just blows such a gaping hole into this whole woo flu nonsense.
Oh, we've got to have shots to take for kids under 3 years old. Kids in the womb now, we need to give them shots. I mean, it's become so ridiculous. And as the data continues to mount to show that this is such a farce, they still keep it going. They keep it going. We got lots to talk about today, folks. I'm going to focus on freedom as it pertains to the woo flu because I'm so outraged because the data continues to come out. And I've got some a report we're going to do in this next hour of the mass vaccination fails. The data. We have the actual data. Before I get to that, I want to tell you I was flying back from Florida and I'm at the airport, and you know, of course, they have the announcement. It is a federal penalty if you do not wear your mask. Fines up to $15 billion if you don't wear your mask. And it's, of course, it's making you, pay attention. And the recording will come on about every, I don't know, minute. I didn't check it out, but it was frequently enough to where you're like, just shut up. And it's funny. When you walk through the airport, you can see the people who are kind of, who are of your ilk. You can see the ones that are just like proud to wear them. I'm so proud to wear my mask. Look at me with my mask on. You know, they're just virtue signaling. They've got personalized masks and all that. If the mask doesn't have the middle finger in it or the American flag or whatever, for me, you're a conformist. But anyway, there's those. And then there are people who want to signal and they let you know, I'm not down with it. And they wear the mask below their nose. They're like, boop. And some of them will go as far as even put it below their chin because they're like, screw that, right? I'll show you. So there's the masks that are proudly displaying it. There's the ones that have it right under the nose where the nostrils come out and breathe. And then there's the ones that have it below the chin. And occasionally, like myself, there'll be people that aren't wearing it. They're just not wearing it. And so if I'm coming off the plane, for example, mine will be down below my chin. But if I'm just sitting around, I'm going to the bathroom or whatever, I completely take it off. I don't like the way it makes it feel around my ears. So I take it off. And I look at people. I remember at the airport, there's this big white dude, and he did not have a mask on. And we look at each other like, yeah, right? Solidarity. And I knew I could look at the dude and go, he's one of us, right? And, of course, the pansies who are wearing their mask way above their face, you know, practically on their foreheads, these are the ones that are looking at everybody like, you don't have a mask, but they won't say it anymore. I haven't had anybody come up to me and say it because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm from Slappa. You know, you from Idaho, I'm from Slappa. You okay? You get it? You from Ida? I'm from Slappa. Don't come up to me talking about my mask. But here's what's funny. I look over to the right as I'm walking through the airport, and in one of the little eateries, everybody's seated, nobody wearing a mask. Feet away, you wear your mask. This is compulsory. Wear your mask. We'll find you. We'll find you. And, of course, you've got people walking around in their mask. But the minute you go sit in that eating area, now I know we've talked about this where the joke is, of course, that Wu Flu knows you're taking a break. You're eating, so it's not going to bother you. And then let me tell you what else is funny. If you really observe it, you'll notice airport people in the kiosk and the different personnel, the cleaners or whatever. And periodically, the mask is below their nose. I was going to do this at the last, and I literally wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. I want to just take snap pictures of people just randomly, like, shh, you don't have your mask on, shh, and people sitting, and take video, and just say, you want to know how ridiculous all this is? Show me how this can work. Show me how this can work.
If WHO flu is here, you're going to get it because there's people over there not wearing their masks. There's workers taking their masks down, talking to one another because they get tired of breathing in the sun. I could go on. It's insane. Anyway, I'm talking about freedom today. And Patrick Henry said, the liberties of people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. And that is where we are in this country and all over the world today. The transaction of our rulers are concealed. We don't know what these people are getting and why this is happening. Well, we do, because we know Fauci has been made a multimillionaire over this. We know that these pharmaceutical companies that are getting billions and billions of their dollars to create stuff that nobody's ever going to touch is because the Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the world are getting paid. And all their friends in the food chain, they will not disrupt that power structure. So in Austria, I'm talking about this lockdown. If you don't have your vaccination, Austria says you can't move around. Now, I don't care about Austria. I mean, I care about the humanity of Austria, but I don't care what they decide to do. But here's what I do wonder. When is it going to get here? Now, there was a time where I would have thought, there's no way all what's happening in Austria is going to get here. I can't say that about my American amigos anymore because we are so easy to roll over now. And it's been proven. You're going to have to talk. You're going to have to prove it to me. You're going to have to Missouri me. You're going to have to show me because I'm no longer going to believe that you have the American spirit that says what happens in Austria stays in Austria because it isn't going to happen here. Not on my watch, Kevin. Or as my cigar buddies down in Florida say, not on our watch. Which, by the way, I need to give a shout out to my buddy Kirk and L, his lovely wife, who's Ukrainian. We had dinner at a chicken joint. And I appreciate Kurt for having the guts to say, Kevin, do you want to get some fried chicken? Without feeling like he's a racist. So Kirk and L, thank you guys for joining me and Bob for dinner over at the Chicken Shack. I don't know what it's actually called, but it's there in, I don't know the name of the town, but near Clearwater, Florida. And delicious chicken. And man, the gravy for those mashed potatoes. Yikes! It was heavenly. It was delicious. So Kirk and L, I want to officially thank you guys for greeting me. And it was the first night I got there, too. So this was spending the time. By the way, interesting couple in terms of their travels and where they've lived and all the different things. We had an amazing conversation. Those are types of conversations, honestly, I'd like to get just documented. Because most Americans have not even come close to the level of travel of that particular couple. I mean, they could tell you stories about where they lived, why they lived there, roommates, why they chose this location, that, living under communism, the food. I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff in a short amount of time. So thank you guys for your time. Anyway, the transactions of us are being concealed. All the things involving this WHO flu scam are being concealed. And worse than that, these people then conspire to say with the media, don't let them in on the secret. Don't let them in that we know it's a ruse. Don't let them in on the real numbers. Now, you guys have heard me talk about Italy revising its numbers. You can go look for yourself. The report I saw had 130,000 people who had died in Italy of the WHO flu. And when they took out comorbidities, 3,824, I believe. It was under 4,000. That is for sure. Was the actual number. See, they want to conceal from you. Going back to Austria, Karl Niehammer of Austrian's People Party said of these police checks, every citizen has to expect to be checked. It can happen anytime, anywhere. And if you aren't vaccinated and you're moving around, they're going to fine you. He says, a long list of expectations have led critics to warn that the partial lockdown will be difficult to enforce. Unvaccinated people will still be able to go to work with a negative test result, do essential shopping, outdoor physical activity, meet their partner or other select individuals, satisfy their basic religious needs. So I want you to understand, all the things that you do for regular life, they're going, well, we're going to have a tough time doing, you know, enforcing this because people are doing their regular life. Yeah, they should have a tough time enforcing something that they shouldn't be enforcing. And I go back to what I said before, that you should not follow an unjust law, something that violates your own personal code.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.